Hey everyone, this is Scott. Before we get to this episode, I have a little message to tell you. I like keeping an open line of communication in these episodes. We tell stories, we tell secrets, we just have a good time, let the audience get to know us as we know each other and get to know the audience as well. So that's why I feel like I had to sit on this episode for a while and think of what I wanted to do. This episode was recorded in July, and a few weeks later, after this episode was recorded, my grandmother fell ill and ended up passing away about a month after this podcast was recorded. And some things were said on this episode that I felt uncomfortable releasing, mainly because we were joking around, and there's a few jokes at my grandmother's expense. They weren't meant to be malicious or anything bad, but the timing just wasn't right. And like I said, I didn't know whether I should not release this episode or edit it out or what, but I figured instead I'll just give a little message at the beginning saying that this was not meant to be insensitive or anything. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my grandma. She was a great person. In the 30 years that I knew her, she was always had a smile on her face. She was a great person. I liked going over to her house and just hanging out with her. And I think she, I mean, if she understood podcasts or much of the comedy stuff, I think she'd appreciate me doing this and appreciate me making people laugh and having a fun time, because she was always about having fun. And that's about it. So enjoy the episode. Tell the people that you love that you love them, and yeah, that's about it. Enjoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
Start the last one.
Sorry.
All right.
I was busting tables.
All right. Welcome. Thank you. Clap, clap, clap. All right. Welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast, coming to you live. Not coming to you live, but recorded live at the Green Room Lounge here in Deep Ear, Wisconsin.
Yay.
Did we do that last time?
No, we didn't do it last time. I'm trying to do it this time, though.
Okay.
So to my left is John Egan. Say hello. Audience, you can say hi to him too, I guess.
Hi, John.
Oh, Jesus.
This is fantastic.
All right, and then to my right is Mike Esserkan.
Hi, Mike Esserkan. Oh, yay!
All right.
Drink
hey.
Your water. Me and Mike drink.
All right. So, I hate summer. It's so hot. But that's what?
What?
No, I'm just warm. I'm just so warm the last few days. Anyways,
you want us to snuggle really
yes.
close to you. You're like,
hold
make
me.
Sure you're close to us on the microphone.
I had okay. So, anyways, the topic I was going to talk about tonight, the first thing we're going to talk about, is courtesy. We're not being serious. Well, we are being serious, but not like it's not going to be a lesson. But
what?
Shit. Okay.
Off the rails already. Good job.
No,
I want to know the title of the podcast.
It took you 10 minutes last time to get to this point.
See, progress. But no, I just wanted to talk about courtesy, and we can just keep going about this. But last week, I was thinking about this recently.
Yesterday or recently?
Shit, God. Okay.
Should you explain the concept of this podcast
no.
to them, also to me, because I'm not fully sure of the concept of this podcast.
We're just talking.
Well,
stop covering your mouth. We have a microphone.
I just want to.
Before he goes on, this is the second time that we've done this.
Yeah, second episode.
The first episode, John and I were both guests. Unbeknownst to me, I don't know about you, John, but unbeknownst to me, we are guest hosts.
No, co-hosts.
Yes.
We're co-hosts.
Co-hosts.
I thought we were just guests for that night.
Oh, no.
And suddenly I've signed on to the rest of my life.
Yeah, you have. I'm in.
Yeah, I sent emails. At least three emails. Anyway,
we're going to talk about stuff.
Oh, shit. All right, let me answer one question at a time. This is a podcast. We're just talking. That's what this is.
Okay.
Now you know, and they know. Oh, no, he's invited, too.
He was invited. I mean, he just kind of stuck around.
No, we're just talking about stuff. That's basically the thing. But I want to just tell stories and just have fun, get to know each other, get the audience to know who we are.
I'm glad we had to explain that. That we're going to talk and have fun.
I thought there was something maybe more to it, or something more focused. But apparently we could do this over at the bar instead of up at, on stage.
Oh, I know what's going to happen. This is going to be the evolution of Scott. I might have said that the first episode.
Oh, okay.
This is secretly us fixing Scott. And by episode 59, he's going to be a better person. And people are going to be like, holy shit.
Here's hoping.
So the topic is called courtesy.
A brilliant bit.
The opposite of courtesy is fucking interrupting me all the goddamn time.
Swearing is okay though.
I'm the fucking courtesy god right now. Okay.
What's your god name?
Shit. Okay.
He's going with like five eyes.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about. Okay, I had a question. When you go to a restaurant, what do you like the waiter will come over.
Dick in my soup.
What? Okay, the waiter will come over and, what do you base your tip on? Because, I mean, I don't care if they're always happy. In fact, if they're over happy, I get pissed off at them. But, like, what do you base your tip on? Like, how courteous they are or how they treat you? Or like, what do you do? What?
I basically start at 20%. That's what I do, 20% across the board. Unless they're terrible, then I will bump it down to 18 or 15. But I always start the meal at 20%.
Okay. Your turn.
I don't start.
I have to explain how this works too.
Well, I didn't want to be discourteous. I don't start at the percent. If they're attentive to me, if they come and ask me for stuff, then they'll get a better tip. I know if they're nice and good.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I base it on
how much I can drink. So. Not in an alcoholic way, guys. Like, if I'm a really thirsty. I'm always thirsty. This is like probably gonna be my one of four waters up here. But I based on if I ever have to ask for a drink, or if they come bring drinks to me before I even have to ask, it's like, whoa, good tip. But the story, John and a couple others, we went to a bar two weeks ago.
Sure.
The worst. You were there.
I was drunk.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It also doesn't matter. I mean.
Oh. Well, I just want to make sure he knows what I'm talking about. Like,
I'll get the
we went to the bar. Oh, yeah, it was winter.
If you keep talking, I'll get the memory.
Okay, so we went to a bar, and it was a few of our friends. You ordered a beer. Our friend Jim ordered a beer. And then our friends Katie and Nick ordered sodas, and I ordered a milkshake.
Got it. It's back.
I ordered a fucking milkshake. All right? The bartender, the waiter, comes by. He's like, hey, can I get you guys drinks? Yeah, this. All right. And then he leaves before we even finished talking. Ignored us for a long time. It took us 15 minutes to get drinks that you just pour. 15 minutes. And then there was one of the beers was like a quarter empty already.
Yeah.
And then one had like paper or lemon shit smeared on the side. And I didn't even get my milkshake yet. And we're like, this guy is ignoring us. He'd go over to a different table and talk to them for like 5 minutes and then like walk right past us. Like, excuse me, no, okay. But the thing is, we left a shitty tip. And I feel bad about that because I'm trying to be a nice person, but he wasn't
being
good.
No, you don't. You don't feel bad.
No.
Okay. So, can I tell the milkshake story?
Yeah. Why did he order a milkshake?
Okay,
at a bar?
We were at a bar that specializes in nicer beers, so they put on their menu this is a beer milkshake. It's like a stout milkshake.
Yeah.
So it was $6. Okay. So, guess the amount of ounces that he received for a $6 milkshake.
I don't know.
Six, maybe?
Okay, let's
it was
six.
Tiny. It was very tiny, and we were all angry. So, after all that time, I think our bill was like $12.50, and
18.
We left 18.
It was like $18.67 or something.
And didn't we leave him like 50 cents?
We left him at 20.
Yeah, so $1.50, which I don't feel bad about. Granted, the amount of time and the bad service. I don't feel bad. Scott does.
I do.
You should go back there then.
No.
I'm sure he made money though. It's not like we ruined his money making.
He acted like we were ruining his weekend. Night? What day was it? Thursday?
Wednesday.
I was drunk too. I was.
That's right, Scott was.
I didn't.
I think you should tip more if you're drunk.
No, because no, I wasn't drunk from him. I wasn't drunk from him.
No, that doesn't matter. You came in there drunk. You are a problem.
No, I was.
No, we were not a problem. We were sitting in a circle.
No, if you say you are drunk, you are a problem to a service person. If you go, oh, boy, I'm really drunk, that means you are somehow a problem.
I never said really.
No, but if you are aware that you're drunk at all, you are a problem.
I only noticed after I stood up.
Are you drunk right now?
No.
That's what every drunk person says. But we were very curious. We came down, we sat, we weren't loud. There were other tables around us who were louder and richer. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but...
No, but okay, the thing I was going to bring up...
How'd you know they were richer?
They were.
They just tipped more?
No, they were ordering bottles of wine and...
They had pizza, and we didn't get pizza. We wanted to, but it took too long to pour a beer, so we're like, fuck this. They're going to have to hand knead the dough and milk the cheese.
It's a different department. I mean,
but my milkshake came from the kitchen. He brought the drinks down. I was like, oh, your milkshake comes from the kitchen, because apparently it takes a lot to pour a fucking milk and then shake it and then pour beer in it.
Whoa, first of all, I'm not on his team on this. First of all, I understand how much harder it is to make a milkshake. I just think the timing was way too long. I think it was just, I think we were done with our beers before he got his milkshake.
It was about a half an hour.
First of all, I don't like your attitude, Mike, about assuming that we were drunk and rude.
I'm never.
You don't like my attitude?
No!
All I'm saying is if you are somewhere and you perceive that you are drunk, you should tip more because.
I think it's more retrospective, not as if we knew we were
belligerent. We knew at the moment he stood up.
Only because I didn't eat food because I didn't order it because they were going to take 7 years to get to us. Now I'm feeling like I'm a bad person.
No, this is not the point. This is the whole opposite of what this show should be. Sorry.
You are drunk.
No, buzzed. Yes,
you okay. You should he tip more if he's buzzed?
I will.
He will. He will.
Because I had
and not know until tomorrow. I'm like, well, shit. But I got it. But I've done it. That's what I do.
All right. So, anyways, my main thing. I completely forgot. I got drilled. Do you think people are assholes? Like generally, like it feels like everyone is an asshole lately. Who are you pointing at, Gary?
No, I'm just. You said this is a sign for generally. You mean that's impossible. All people can't be assholes because that's then the bottom mark.
Also, since they have faces and heads. And
then you also have to, logistically, but also metaphorically, they're not all assholes because then it means everyone is the same level. Then there's got to be someone who's like a fucking asshole. Like, he's the real jerk.
But they're like, the levels of asshole is like levels of human. We're all human.
But some are subhuman?
And some. What? Subhuman?
Shh.
All right, why did you bring this up?
I don't know. People are assholes. I'm just noticing. Yeah. And
I think he was banking on that tipping conversation to go an hour, and then he had assholes second.
The funny thing is, last time I didn't have a topic sheet, and I forgot it. What are you doing?
I'm waving to a lady. I didn't know I was going to derail the whole thing.
Anything derails this.
That's true.
I can derail anything.
There's a dog out there, too, if you want.
Puppy! No, but last time I had a card, and I had topics on it that I was going to talk about, like, go through the show and talk about, and I forgot it, but then I just kind of made it up, and I was like, this time, I'm going to have it, and I forgot it again. So all I remember was people being nice, the courtesy word. Yes. See, they know what's up. So.
Well, here's a gift card to write on from boringstoryawards.com. And you can use that card for topics.
I bet he used it already. I just threw it, mimed it. Anyways, okay, fine. Let's jump to the next section. I don't know what else I'm going to talk about. So, okay, this section is a sharing section. Let me guess. You didn't think of one, did you? Did you?
Wow, you just jumped down his throat.
Yeah.
I'm checking. Even finishing the question.
I'm sorry. I think you should pick more. I'm sorry I was uninformed about the first episode of the show.
Okay, well, what I was trying to do without the audience knowing was because, okay, fine, fuck it. You're an improviser, you know. So this section, just to kind of share more about ourselves, stuff that we won't normally talk about in public, we have a sharing section. That's called Scott's sharing section, except I have less S's because I can't say it that fast.
Scott's sharing section?
Section. So
Scott's sharing section.
Yeah, so like, so we all three of us hopefully brought
Scott's sharing section.
Courtesy. I'm going to yell that out now whenever I want to say something and someone's over-talking me. Courtesy. Don't. So all of us hopefully brought something to share. Something, like I said, we don't tell normal people. Just for fun. God damn it. You derail me so much.
I'm reacting. I'm not even talking.
Because I'm trying to form a concrete.
Wow.
Am I drunk? Is this more than water? I'm trying to form a concrete section.
Scott Saring section.
You didn't even say it right that time. But what I'm saying, I'm trying to talk, and then I see you laughing out of the corner of my eye. That derails me. Everything derails me. I have ADD.
All right, sorry. I will have no emotion the rest of this podcast.
What are you doing now?
I'm laughing.
So we're going to share stuff.
Okay. Scott's sharing section.
I'm going to listen to this again and be like, I was drunk. So anyways, I don't want to go this time first. So Mike's going.
I didn't bring one.
I'm kidding.
Okay, what this guy does, I talked to him numerous times last time about how I'm like, hey, you're going to be on the next one. He's like, I am. I thought I was a guest. I'm like, no, you're going to be on the co-host every time we have a show. You're going to be on unless you can't be there. Okay. And he's like, well, remind me next time you have a show. And I reminded him, oh, okay. And then I sent out a Facebook invite, and he said, maybe.
And here I am.
And I'm thinking, he forgot.
Can I get another rum and diet? Do stuff.
Anyways, I went first last time, so you go first this time.
Okay, I've shot a gun once.
What'd you do? What'd you shoot?
I shot the side of a mountain in Iraq, and it was an AK-47.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
In Iraq.
Oh, yeah, because Iraq is a time.
Seven years ago.
Okay.
7 years ago.
What was it?
I was on a comedy tour. We were doing our improv comedy show for the troops, and for like a month we toured, and then one of the days, they're like, you want to shoot a gun? We're like, sure. So the only time I ever shot a gun was in... That is not a rum and coke.
It's on a second water.
So I wanted... Like, is it cool?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of cool.
No, like the AK-47, like, is it like just is it all over the place?
No, I was pretty steady. I was solid. I got a B. He said, that's... No, I didn't shoot a B. The look in your eyes.
I was like,
I realized you thought I meant BEE.
That's
left the pollen standing.
I was like, how good are you? Well, I shot something this big, first time.
First time, lucky shot. No, grade B. I got a B.
I want to shoot guns, but I'm afraid people will be scared of me.
Depends where you're shooting them.
Well, I mean, like,
you're at a gun range.
I'm taking a shower. I want that apple at the grocery store.
I love taking a shower.
You realize you would like start at a range, right? Like you wouldn't just walk around with
well,
a gun.
Well, no,
and shoot
I'm not
it.
Going to. But, god damn it. No, like if I tell my friends I'm gonna go shoot guns this weekend, how would they react?
Well, if you say it that way,
if you just go and like, hey, I'm going to the range this weekend, I'm gonna try out shooting a gun. Everyone's gonna be like, okay, and then life moves on.
I'm gonna shoot guns this weekend.
Yeah, you can. And we live in Wisconsin; it's a very big hunting state. If you tell anyone, they're just gonna be like, okay. And?
Well, I've never shot a gun other than like a BB gun.
Yeah, that's not a water. Thank you.
I shot a BB gun. Actually, I've shot a BB gun until I stopped shooting them when I shot a bird, because then I felt bad.
You shot a BB gun, a bird with a BB gun?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Is this Scott's secret section with BB gun bird shooting?
What are you asking me? What is this?
He just did alliteration.
I'm just enjoying the alliteration.
I shot a bird in my grandma's strawberry garden. And it
is that a metaphor for something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a metaphor for a dying bird.
His grandma hadn't had strawberry gardens for years. Scott, she was going through menopause. That was
Scott's best joke we've ever done.
Scott's never going to eat strawberries again.
What does the bird indicate?
Huh?
What does the bird indicate?
Penis?
So anyways, I shot it and it flopped around a lot.
Yep.
God damn it! I hope my parents never discover this.
Yep.
So anyways, that was my story. That wasn't interrupted uncourteously at all.
So why did you feel bad?
Because I killed an animal.
You killed it too?
Well, it flopped around a lot, and then my grandma's dog ate it.
Well, then you didn't do
it! You didn't kill it.
But I put it in the bird in position that the dog's like, well, shit, it's not going that way. Around in the air, I'll just bite it.
But it still had a chance before the dog attacked it.
No, it didn't.
How do you know?
Because it was like, garage and like knocking.
You don't know birds. Where is your degree in birds? Like you don't know how good it is.
Ornithology, I think.
Ornithology.
Yeah. Ornithology.
Why would they call it that? Why wouldn't they call it birdology?
It's probably Latin.
Yeah. But isn't avian? Yeah, it was avian ornithology. Wouldn't that be the word? Is
avian
it?
Avian flu? That's birds. Right?
Okay. So, anyways, cool. What's yours?
No, this is the point of this podcast, in my opinion, I want to figure out why you felt so bad. It's just a
because
bird.
I killed a bird.
You kind of killed a bird. You assisted suicide. Killed a bird.
No, suicide.
Yeah, I don't think a bird wanted to die.
You would get manslaughter third degree manslaughter.
Yeah.
You were like Jack Kevorkian's
plus,
nurse.
Plus, you stopped using. You were afraid to use a gun, but you weren't afraid to have your dog around you anymore. Your dog is what did
it. It's not my dog. It's my grandma's dog.
You still don't. You have no problem being around that dog.
He's dead. I can't really be
you
around.
You killed
him.
Your grandma's dog.
This was like 12. Nope. Like 16 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So you were
14.
Oh yeah. You should. You shouldn't feel bad.
Oh okay.
The statute of limitations.
If you kill it when
bad.
You're 0 to 9, it's okay. Once you hit that double digits, you don't feel bad.
I'm just telling you, it's okay that you shouldn't have to feel bad about that.
Well, anyways, I didn't. I was just, yeah.
Nice. That was a good use of that sentence.
I'm really rethinking doing this.
No, this is amazing. I love every second of this all the time.
Anyways, John, what's your story?
Sure. I just randomly thought of it. I don't know why. It's just stuff we've never shared before, basically.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I killed a guy. No. when I was in college, we had a party house junior year. We even had a boom boom room on the lower floor. We took a lower storage space and we put mattresses in it. Anyway, so
wait. No. What is that? Is that a room just for sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, a floor of mattresses?
Yeah. And just sheets and pillows. And we never washed it.
I thought you were going to say we never used it.
No, it was used. But
I've never heard of a boom boom room before.
You have now.
As long as I've known, I thought boom boom was pooping yourself.
What?
Like you did a boom boom.
No.
What?
No.
I actually thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You just thought we had a room for shitting.
It's called the bathroom.
Yeah, but why don't we just take a room and call it the boom boom room?
No, I quickly figured it out after the mattresses were added.
Obviously.
But
I don't.
No, but when I said we had a boom boom room downstairs, you thought we just shit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's just the bathroom downstairs. Like
I thought maybe a bathroom.
Yeah, like
boom,
okay. Like a half
one,
bath.
Use that right, one. We're gonna drop a terrible.
I will agree. Yeah. Yeah. That's logical.
Okay.
Except the mattresses. That makes no
the
sense.
The mattresses make no sense.
And never washing the
anyways,
sheets.
Anyways, that's another story.
And having sex in that room is weird,
too. Yeah, kind of. But, so this girl came over that I met at work, and we kind of fooled around a little, not a lot. But, like, when I saw her a year later, like, we kind of kept in touch, she was really fat. And it was really weird because I didn't recognize her, and I felt weird. And it's one of those moments, you know, when someone you know is really skinny and then they're really fat. It's really weird to see that.
It is. I agree.
I never shared that.
I thought you were going to say, like, you saw her and she was, like, fat, and then I'm like, oh, I'm a father, because it was actually a baby.
She did get pregnant later that year. But ooh. It was a year and a half later,
oh, okay.
So I was in the fucking clear.
Good.
And we didn't have sex, so that would have been kind of impossible unless she like, took samples from my bed. And just like
she could have just rubbed me on the sheets since you never washed them.
No, I wasn't in the boom boom room.
What is a what?
You weren't or weren't in the Boom Boom
weren't.
Room? Weren't. What did you, why'd you bring the Boom Boom Room up?
Because it's a cool part of it.
Not really.
But it wasn't a part of the story.
No.
Yeah. I could have said, well, I drove a four-wheeler, and then I shot a bird. What's the four-wheeler to do with it? Nothing. I fucking drove a four-wheeler. It's
and
fun.
I was like, that's cool. You drove a four-wheeler. I'm a good friend. I listen.
But you have to include details that are relevant to the story.
Cool.
Hey, it wasn't relevant to the story because it was in the same house.
Thank you for the story. Now I think of all your roommates in college having sex that weren't you.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. High five.
Wait, why would you think that?
Because you said you didn't, the girl in the...
What? Not that girl, but other girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the story, you weren't doing that girl in the Boom Boom Room.
No.
I can't say this. How do you, like, bring girls down? They're like, hey, lady, how do you like the Boom Boom Room?
That's a good like, question. Did the girls know that that was the name of the place?
Yeah.
They did?
And it worked?
Yeah.
So how do you bring that up in a, in like, how do you say it?
It's mostly a 2:30 a.m. You've been hanging out with the same girl for a while. Like, hey, want to go to the Boom Boom Room? She's like, okay.
I can dig shit.
I'll stand outside the door. Make sure you're okay.
Oh, God.
Do you have a Boom Boom Room now?
No.
It's called the garage. Am I right?
No. Oh, yeah, we just took the garage and lined it with mattresses. And there's no cars in it. It's just mattresses and sheets.
Yep. Were there multiple mattresses?
Yes.
Was there ever a time when there were multiple couples in there?
No.
Not,
we had thought it, like, we were, that was like our brainchild when we first thought of it. Like, what if this happens at some point? And it never did.
Are you sad about
we
that?
We did. In that room, though, when because like, it was mostly like, so it's a split level. So this was the lower level. So we had three bedrooms and then.
So you walked into the house and you saw the Boom Boom Room. Then you went upstairs?
No. You walked downstairs, turned right, and then there were the three bedrooms and then a storage space. That was the Boom Boom Room. It was like under the stairs, upstairs to the second level.
How many mattresses were in there?
Three or four.
Where did you get all the mattresses?
They were just used or old. Or
so you
like...
found mattresses on the side of the road?
No. It was like from friends and stuff, but we put sheets over them.
Which you never washed.
No. And then we took leopard print sheets for like a dollar at Joann's and like stapled them to the outer walls. So it was like leopard print. And then we put black lights on the top and plugged them in. And we had stuffed animals in there. And
why stuffed animals?
Yeah, ambiance. And
that's the wrong ambiance, though, isn't it?
The thing I'm worried about most is that your friends didn't want these mattresses anymore. And the idea of using them for a Boom Boom Room was better than what they were going to use them for.
Like what?
Did that make any sense? Okay, next.
Well, because when they had them, they obviously covered them. No one ever sleeps on plain mattresses.
I know, but still, the idea
have you ever tried that?
No.
It's just awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Really
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
What, sleep on it without sheets?
Yeah. You're doing laundry or something, and you didn't, I didn't try them. I got to sleep on.
But it happens, when sometimes you wake up and the whole thing's off, right?
No!
What do you mean, no?
The whole thing's off the.
Yeah,
the
like,
top mattress?
Yeah.
Don't you have the underskirt thing all around it?
Like the fitted sheet, yeah.
Dude, what are you doing in your bed?
I wake up and it's gone.
Why? I don't think you realize how alone you are in this. Like, this has never happened to me.
No, it, like...
What do you ever date? Like, silk cotton sheets that just fly up every time you move in them?
I don't know. It's their abomination at Kohl's. Maybe. I don't know.
What type of sheets are they?
They're blue.
No, I said the fucking... Did I say what fucking color? No, I said what kind.
I don't know. I bought them like years ago.
Yo, say what you were going to say.
No, but
how
like,
many years?
When I bought the house.
You need new fucking sheets.
I have like three
sets.
When you
bought them, was your dog still alive?
It wasn't my dog. It was my grandma's dog. That thing died like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Did you have sheets at that point, though?
Not these.
Okay, but why? So that your sheet's just like the underskirt thing, so it's supposed to be tucked under there. It's got the lining,
yeah,
and then
it
just
that.
Flies up during
like,
the night.
No, I don't know. I wake up, and it's like, oh, half the bed's done.
That's so weird.
No, it's not.
Does that happen to you often?
Yeah, like
all right,
once,
clap if
once
that
a week.
Also happens to you often.
See?
A smattering.
Well, there's a smattering of people here. I mean,
shut up. Don't ruin the fucking illusion.
Yeah, smattering. Who keeps texting me?
I didn't bring my phone up here. I'm a professional.
I'm not.
Oh, back to the Boom Boom Room. When we first moved in and we discovered that room, we were kind of searching it out. And above the door behind it was a cassette porn. And it was a French porno.
Wee-wee. And the dude, we watched it. And so, and the dude, one of the dudes had like a tongue like 8 inches long. And it
Gene was Simmons?
Yes, that's it. He starred in a French porn.
I hear he has a sex tape.
Really?
I don't know, maybe.
His name is Gene Simmons.
Oh, I get it. Okay, now I think everyone is texting me.
Yeah. He just plowed over you for his text. These
God
be...
damn it, Gary.
Do you get vibrations when you like tagged on Facebook and stuff?
No, like he just said, I love you, Scott. Stop it. Okay, I'm turning this
off. Why were you so concerned? We have like 10 minutes left.
Was this almost over?
Okay, I'm turning this off.
It's a hard 45.
All right, anyways. No, we... Okay, shit. All right, so...
I love how much he panicked when I said it. He's like, topics. All right.
So anyways, my... I don't even want to say mine. Okay.
You did the bird thing.
I know. Yeah. No. I was included in his story.
Oh.
Unless you want me to... Okay, I'm going to do this just because... All right. So
your sheets
I realized
move out in the middle of the night.
No, that's okay. So I realized this a couple of years ago. We were doing a scene, like an improv scene, after a show a couple of years ago, for like one of our improv scenes, and it was God damn it.
You doing this after the show?
But
we were doing improv for the.
We were doing an improv scene
after the show.
I'm just saying. During the scene, we were improvising, and we were like inside like a sex shop.
Yeah.
And my character was like the president, and he owned the whole thing, and he was losing money, and we were trying to get money, like trying to save, get more advertisements by being afloat in a parade. But then someone, like during the scene, someone made the float be just an inflatable dick.
Yeah,
that was the float. And then Lori, who's over there bartending,
visuals.
Yeah, I'm just telling. God damn it. Fucking, what is the word? Conspiracy? No.
Conspiracy, yep.
Conspiracy!
Courtesy!
That's the name of that episode, Courtesy versus Conspiracy.
Anyways, so like my character, I kept saying inflatable dick, and then she said, what is that? That was the scene.
Wait. Stop reacting to me laughing. Just tell your story.
Plus, he's laughing at something that was... a joke in a scene. It was supposed to be funny, right? You can't be mad at him for laughing at it.
You said inflatable dick. If you didn't laugh, you're dead inside. That's all I'm saying. Like, if someone says inflatable dick, and you don't laugh, you're dead. Like, you need to re-examine your life and see some humor. Like, that's all I'm saying. And you don't sip like you're dead inside. You were telling the story, which means you're void. Stop looking so far into it, because you raised your glass like, I'm dead, and then you sipped.
Because I didn't laugh at inflatable dick.
Because you were talking!
This is the point that I'm trying to make! God damn it! Conspiracy! The fact that my character, he couldn't say a certain word, and then I realized, and then she's like, say a word. I'm like, and I couldn't say it, and I realized that's a word I don't say in normal, because it feels weird to say it. Did you ever watch New Girl?
Yes.
In season one, when Jessica walks in on Nick in the bathroom, and she says it's like his dinger dong or whatever, and they try to get her to say the P word, and she can't. That's pussy. A problem I have. Like, I can't... It's so weird to say
penis? Protector.
Yeah.
You can't say
I
penis.
Can't!
Oh, my God.
You can't...
Like this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If I say it, no.
Oh my God, you can't say penis. What?
Say penis.
No, I don't.
Say penis.
I don't feel good saying it.
Oh my God.
We mean you don't feel like saying it.
I don't want to say it.
Oh my God, what do you mean you don't want to say it? It's a part of your body.
Yeah, I don't like it. But,
It's not for you to like. I mean, it's for others.
No.
His calloused hand says otherwise.
All right, so if you get...
That was a joke. Can we... Oh, wow. Everyone got really fucking real with that.
They're not calloused. I use lotion. They're soft.
Is that good?
Very soft. That was what he took offense by.
And a pumice right. stone to get those calluses.
So you get hit in the penis.
Dick.
Nope. You say you dick. You go dick. To the doctor. Dick. You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, where did you get hit? You go...
My dick.
I'd be like, oh, you know.
Nope. Sir, I don't know.
No, okay.
Sir, we can't examine
sir,
it unless
we
you say
need to help you.
The thing is, okay, the thing is...
Sir, how
sir,
can we help
please.
You?
Sir, me and my partner doctor have to tell you what's wrong.
Sir, we need to know what this body part that has suffered from you is so we can reattach it to
please,
the proper
sir,
place.
Please, sir,
why is it going to come off? You're holding it?
Well, yes, sir, what is
you it? You should know what it is. You're a doctor.
It's just... Is this your finger, sir?
I don't want you doing putting that back on.
Hey, sir, what are these two things that I'm holding in my hand juggling?
You're not doctors. You guys get out of here. I'm calling the police.
Can you say that part?
Balls?
Okay.
Yeah, can you say testicles?
Testicles.
You can say testicles.
Yeah.
Can you say sphincter?
I don't think I've ever said that word.
Give it a whirl.
There is a puppy here. Fuck this place all over. All right.
So, anyways,
I have puppy fever.
No. But the thing I was going to say was like a couple. I've said it.
No, you didn't.
I've said it in the past.
So not tonight, on the recording.
Just
I like
your... hold. Can I finish the story? Conspiracy cunts.
You could use a nose hair trimmers.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, it's just the angle you did. It has nothing to do with like when you like way up profile. Stop being self-conscious. I'm trying to make you say penis and forget about it.
I'm covering my nose now.
It's not sticking out.
You trying to trick him like hiccups?
Yeah. Like, I'm like nose hair. He's like really penis. And then you have a breakthrough.
But what I was gonna say was like a couple.
You are the worst psychiatrist.
I know. I'm terrible.
A couple weeks ago, I did stand up. And I actually wrote a joke where I had to say it. And I said it on stage, and I like just felt dirty after saying it. Remember? Because I had the Wikipedia and the dicks, whale dicks cut off.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you felt weird saying penis?
Yeah.
Wait, you can say dick.
Yeah.
You can say Johnson. Cock.
That word's weird. I say the thing, you're like, oh, you're a cock. But it's like, if you refer it like that to it, it's just weird.
This like, is one of the craziest things.
Why is this the craziest? I just... said.
Why do you think that's normal that you can't say penis?
I didn't say I can't say it. I just don't want to.
Why don't you want to say penis?
Because it's a weird word.
No, a weird word is like moist. That's a weird word.
No, yes. It's because, when you go to the store.
Girls hate that word.
Why do panties. Girls, yeah, why do girls hate that word more?
I hate my moist panties. All right. See okay. Right there.
No, no. Okay, first of all, one, moist is not a bad word. Because if you go to the store and buy a Betty Crocker cake, it doesn't say penis cake.
Minute 37. Scott does a brilliant joke. Let's use that for stand up and edit.
Alright. That's a fucking brilliant joke. And then I'll tell you to use that and you'll be like, that sucked. And it killed. That was a brilliant joke. Penis cake. Had some chocolate penis cake. With brownie frosting.
This feels weird right
Why?
Now. I don't know.
I love that we, like, you feel bad because you killed a bird 14 years ago, and you can't say penis. This is the greatest thing I've ever done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a boom boom room. What the fuck is that?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
can you say pussy?
Wait, no.
You say pussy cat?
You say pussy, right?
Why?
Pussy cat. Say pussy cat.
Wait, what do you call it? Do you call it vagina?
Yeah, it's a vagina.
Oh, so P words are your problem. Pigeons, pussy, and penis are your
thing. I can say pigeons.
Oh, but you can kill them.
It was a blackbird.
Whoa! Come on. Come on. You know better than that.
Hard out. All right. Wow, you won't say pussy, you won't say penis.
You say pee hole?
Pee hole, yeah. Oh,
okay. What?
What?
You have two of the five letters. P-E.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
N-I-S.
Okay.
Will you spell it?
P-E-N-N-I-S. I can spell it, I just can't think right now. P-E-N-I-S.
Say it.
No. Because there's no reason to now. I said it already. The end of the conversation.
Now I want to know other words you won't say.
I'm not, well, let me tell you. Hold on. Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do. I won't say boom boom room and be like a straight face. What? You lured girls to a place three times.
I did not lure girls like saying, hey, free Kohl's gift cards. Like I didn't do anything like I didn't lure girls downstairs. Like we were drinking and you'd hook up with them and then go in the room.
So you'd lure them with alcohol.
Yes.
Just boom boom room sounds so like it's
that
so
was the, but that's the joke, and that was the whole thing, is that everyone like joked about it because we would show people and then they would be drunk and forget that it was not funny.
Yeah, did my phone not turn off? Who's texting me?
Probably Gary.
Probably Gary. Oh, anyways. So yeah, that was my little thing.
That is the greatest. Like,
no,
it's so awesome. Like, it's just gold. The fact that you will not say penis is so funny.
I thought it was funny that he called it his little thing.
It is Grandma's strawberry fields. Whoa. Call back. I didn't insinuate anything.
So, like, are there any words that you don't say?
No.
None at all?
No.
None that you even, like, feel bad saying?
Well,
yeah, other than racist words, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously, like, well, I don't say blank, 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 blank.
I don't do the F word for gay people.
Oh, I think you say fuck.
No.
I say fuck
all the time.
All the fucking time.
I think retard's weird. It sounds weird to me, but I don't chastise people who say it. I think it's weird when I say it or I hear it, mm-hmm. but I don't argue with it because it can be funny in context with other people's jokes, but I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to stop people from saying it.
Okay. How about you, Mike? Since you're chastising me about saying that word.
I'm not saying that word. I don't not say any words. I choose not to say any words, like all words.
Well, I choose not to say the P word either.
But if someone asked me, how do you pronounce this word, I would say it.
Who is saying that?
Well, I don't know.
Who says, hey, can you pronounce this word?
Or stop being so literal. He's just saying.
If I was kicked in the penis, I would say, ow,
my
you kicked
penis.
My penis.
And the doctor would be like, hey, Mike, what part am I holding?
I'd say, doctor, this is not your office. What are you doing in my house?
Because I have a key to your house, and you have a delicious penis.
Doctor, put your clothes on.
Please. Okay.
I like how you're like, if I got kicked in the dick, I'd be like, whoa, hey, ouch, you kicked me. I'd
kicked
say,
in the what?
Fuck you. What?
The kicked
the
in the what?
Dick. I said the dick.
What?
The dick.
I don't know what that means.
It's then your wife is sad.
No, I don't know what that means. She's not sad because I put my penis in her moist panties.
You just put in the panties there?
Audience interaction, that's what we do. They're so moist they melt away and they go right in. Women just vomited everywhere.
Into the moist vagina.
Hey, it's amazing. What?
Into the moist vagina.
And then the moist pissy.
I'm not saying that word.
You can't say pussy.
Well, I don't
penis.
Want to. Like if someone
brought this up.
But okay.
You had to know when you said I can't say this word. That was all we were going
to do. You had to have known that for us, like, as soon as you said that, like, did you think that we were going to be like, right on, Scott, start that no penis parade?
I didn't know it was in the last...
It's the boringest parade ever.
The no penis parade.
Right there. No penis parade going on outside.
They're just floats with no completion.
No penis.
With inflatable dicks.
Or
don't you dare call it penis.
What?
We have a hard out.
No. Why do you keep trying to... Do you not like this? Do you want to end it?
Oh, my God. Why did you jump to that? I was doing a repeating joke that everyone was laughing at.
Everyone was laughing at that? I didn't hear it.
You rewind, and then...
Anyways, so that was the... What are you doing?
Getting another drink without trying to interrupt you.
When we do things off the side, we're not trying to get your attention. We're being like, let's not distract Scott from the podcast.
How do I know that? I think you're...
We're telling him right now.
For those of us just joining this podcast, what's the podcast called?
Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
There you go.
The thing is, when I, out of the corner of my eye, if I see someone doing this, not like, but you're pretending.
No, yes.
Okay, so if I see someone like just like, oh, pointing and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, they're talking about me.
Why?
I don't know. It's Mike.
All right.
It's John.
Yeah, that's what I do. I would turn away and talk about you. I will talk about you to you. I had a paranoid thought. This will get off the penis moment.
Okay.
Get off the penis, Scott.
I'm off
just
it.
Get off the
Scott,
penis.
Stop saying penis.
I got
stop
it off.
Penis. Anything, you need to stop saying penis.
I'm, all right, which is more paranoid? To think that everyone or everyone you know is talking about you, or to think that everyone or everyone you know isn't thinking about you at all? Which is a more paranoid thought?
What?
Which
That's
is
a great question.
Which is a more paranoid thought? To think that everyone's talking about you?
Yes.
Or that no one's talking about you?
That everyone is talking.
That's more paranoid thought?
That's why.
Which do you believe?
What do I do? What?
Which
what
do you
I believe?
Do you believe that everyone's talking about you?
Yeah. Because it's easy. I don't know. Right. Because why? Why would you be paranoid? Oh, that person's not thinking about me. I don't know them. Oh, okay.
Well, that's what everyone you know is what I meant. Not everyone. Obviously, not everyone is. Yeah, I was trying to help you.
We got way too deep. Scott got climbed up.
I'm like at sea level right now. I don't know where you are. You're down there in the ocean.
He was doing.
Did you know? Okay, here's something really creepy. I saw a picture. The ocean is this big. Let's say for people in podcast world, it's a foot. The ocean is a foot deep, and humans can only get down like half an inch. Like that's as low as humans have gotten down.
Okay.
Thank you. And then in the foot ratio, and then like big whales. I can't remember what kind of whale. Humpback. Let's say humpback whales have only gone down about maybe half an inch. What did I say before? They go down maybe an inch. Those big whales, that's how far they go down.
Yeah.
The rest of it is unknown.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what's down there. They don't know what other creatures are down there.
No, I agree. I think it's terrifying that we know what the surface of Mars looks like, but we have no idea what the bottom of the ocean is. That's terrifying. I don't even know what the fuck's down there, but it's going to kill us.
Pacific Rim. Did you see Pacific Rim?
Yes, I loved it.
It's going to be. They're going to kill us someday.
But that's different. They didn't come from the ocean. It was a portal in the ocean.
Jesus.
Plus, anything that comes out of the ocean is going to be used to that pressure.
Yeah.
The moment it gets out of there, it's just going to
explode. Just turn. That's what octopuses are. They're actual creatures who come up way too fast, and then they turn into octopuses because their bones disintegrate, and they just become gelatinous.
And their tentacles are just like the shrapnel. Yeah. Like the body blew off. And like, oh, I can't move. Just
part. And the smaller ones are jellyfish. I'm a fucking genius. Mark that down. I discovered what jellyfish and octopuses
are. What are you marking? What am I marking it on? I have nothing to write with.
It was figurative, you asshole.
We have a hard out.
Stop saying that! When we have a hard out, Mike will play music and then we'll have a hard out.
Okay.
What does hard out mean?
That's like when you have a certain time you need to end. That's like a hard out. It's like,
no. We're here for another 3 hours.
Oh. No, we will not be here. You can keep saying penis over and over all you want, Scott.
I'm not going to say it.
Say what?
Dick.
you just said that.
Like, as much as I love this, like, your life is over. Because,
why?
Because I'm just going to do this the entire time we're friends. Like, until the end of time. Like, every time I see you, I'm like, what is this? You're going to be like, that's a dick. I'm like, no, it's not. What, and then it's going to continue.
What's the NES? You said the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Nintendo, yeah.
You say NES?
You say
NES?
I you could, yeah.
Do you say NES?
No, I say Nintendo.
No. Could you say NES, though?
NES.
Okay, good.
What's the creature that's in Scotland that goes in the water?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Well, what's the nickname?
Oh, Nessie? That's... You want me to say... Okay. Nessie. Oh, three letters. Doop-a-doo.
Just add two in front of it.
I could say happiness, and that's close enough.
Princess and the...
Peach.
No, that's
not
the
name.
Princess of the Peach. God, I can't sleep. There's a giant peach in my bed.
What am I thinking? James. James and the Giant Peach. That's what I was thinking of.
James and the Giant Penis.
No. Anyways, courtesy. So, getting back to that. See, okay, the thing that really... Are you yelling at a dog?
No, that's the cutest fucking thing I've ever
seen
in my life.
I've seen it on Facebook. It's okay. Anyways, shit, now you derailed me because now I'm looking at the dog. Oh, he's trying to climb her!
See, I told you. You're just adorable. All
right. I think it's almost time to wrap this thing up.
All right, how do we wrap this up?
I don't know.
Is there someone we should
ask? Hey, John.
Hey.
John, what did you learn today?
Over the whole day or just this podcast?
What was the most... Sure. What... I don't know.
I was not impressed with Firehouse Subs.
Okay, fine. What did you learn during the podcast?
Oh, I learned so much. I learned Scott can't get over that he killed a stupid bird with no soul. I learned that he can't say penis. I learned he can't say pussy. And there's a universal language amongst women who hate the word moist.
Mike, what did you learn?
I have to agree with John there.
God damn it. You can't just take facts and be like, derp or derp. I was hoping you were making a joke.
Wait, does that hold up in court? You can't just say facts and expect people to...
Stupid evidence.
I didn't realize.
So this is the gun with his fingerprints, but are you going to listen to facts or reason in this case, jurors?
Well.
What'd you learn, Scott?
I learned that some things you don't tell people.
That's a hard out. That is a hard out.
right, thank you. We'll be here next month.
JohnEganComedy.com, YouTube.com/JohnEganComedy. Green Room Lounge on Facebook. Whenever Scott puts this up, I might have already been at the Skyline Comedy Cafe in September by the time this is out. So see me in October or November. Penis.
See ya.
Penis boom boom.
Moist penis.